We're so lucky tonight to have Monroe Crossing joining us.
You bet. Nice to have you folks here.
It's also nice that you're able to get through all that traffic. And I believe, Matt, you're the MC.
Yes, sir. Here you go.
Okay, I think we got it.
Oh, that's a good thing. We like to have
somebody give me a test.
Testing 1, 2.
We got it.
The nice thing about all the road construction all the way up here is that we got to stop and look at the lake quite a few times.
There you go.
Yeah, longer than you wanted to. I hope the AC worked in the vehicle.
Didn't need it.
Oh, you didn't need it.
Boy, it got nice, so cool as we came north.
Oh, that's great.
Good.
Yeah. Of course, Monroe Crossing, the premier bluegrass band in not only Minnesota but regionally, and winner of many awards. We have Art Blackburn on guitar, lead and harmony vocals. We have Lisa Fugley down. Did I pronounce that right, Lisa?
That's close enough.
Okay. That's good to hear, because I don't improve much, you know, with correction. She plays the fiddle, the mandolin. She plays the lead, or sings lead vocals. She also composes a lot of the music that Monroe Crossing.
And washes the cars, apparently.
And washes the cars. Matt Thompson, mandolin, and Matt, of course, is he's the MC. He's the out there guy, and he's right in front of the mic for us. We also have
the voice of Monroe Crossing.
Mark Anderson with bass and vocals, and Benji Flaming with banjo. Monroe Crossing, the name Monroe Crossing, I guess, Matt, you'll be doing the conversation with
sure,
us, basically,
yeah.
But that comes from all of you folks following the music of Bill Monroe.
Exactly.
And your paths crossing here.
Yeah,
together.
We wanted a name that said bluegrass without the word bluegrass in it. We thought, well, what's synonymous with bluegrass? Well, Monroe, Bill Monroe.
Yes. Yeah, and it's what brings all you folks together.
That's how we all got together, yes.
And as I read more and more about each of you individually, you've all won awards individually and won awards as a group. And, of course, becoming a member of the Minnesota Hall of Fame, Music Hall of Fame, as a group.
That was pretty cool.
Is a huge award.
That was unexpected,
2007.
But nice.
Well, it shouldn't be unexpected. You know, Bob wanted that hat right away, and it just shows what we listen to here at the station.
You
so,
bet.
You know,
Mark's hat. Mark, right?
Art.
I took Art's hat right off his head.
Well,
it's radio. They can't see what's underneath it.
No, so. I know. Thank goodness.
Give me that hat back.
No, I'm talking about me.
Yeah. I think it's your first stop in Grand Marais, as far as I know, is it? Or
no,
were you here before?
No, actually, we've performed at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts.
Oh, yeah.
It's been, I'm going to guess, 4 or 5 years ago
okay.
that we were up here for a show. And the North Shore Music Association also hosted us for their Lutzen Weekend.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Years ago.
I remember
that's
that.
That's probably about 10 years back that we did that
Masters
show.
Weekend, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and you're
we've
Minnesota
been together
band.
For 10 years.
And Grand Marais is, I'm sure you've all been here for different events over the course of time,
yeah.
Being that we are kind of the cornerstone of the Arrowhead,
yep.
As you might say, and
yep.
Also a place to come where it's a little cooler.
And the air is a little cleaner than it is back in the Twin Cities.
Air is a little cleaner, yeah. Well, you know what? We'd really like to hear some music. And
absolutely.
Maybe you can introduce if you have something in. I have one request a little later that you may or may not want to play, but
sure.
let's hear what's coming.
Well, I was warming up on the mandolin as my wife drove up to the radio station, so
okay.
I think I'm pretty warmed up. How about you guys?
I'm all good to go.
All right. We're going to do a song from our new CD. It's called Do You Love an Apple?
1, 2, 3. So late.
out. He works at the mine, $9 a week. Saturday nights he's so drunk he can't speak.
Still I love him, I can't deny him. I'll be with him wherever he goes.
Before I was married, I wore a blue shawl. It's in my way.
Still I love him, I can't deny him. I'll be with him wherever he goes.
That was fantastic.
The audience went nuts.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we like to say, oh, this is bluegrass, or this is funk, or this is whatever. That's just great music.
That is really, really good.
It doesn't
good.
Matter what you yep. want to put it at.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Just
yeah.
great.
Have you ever been called funk before?
Oh, well, you're not.
I think you probably have.
You know, Jenna's in with the
with the camera. You yeah. know, I want to welcome also the director of the North Shore Music Association, Kate Fitzgerald, is here. But, you know, we've been looking for a house band for our show, for our radio show. So if you're willing to work for pie.
We can manage that.
Room and board, we can talk.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, we got room.
We got room out back, I think it is, yeah.
Overlooking the lake, that would be really nice.
You know, Monroe Crossing is going to be playing at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts tomorrow night. And that's $10 at the door for adults. I don't know if I should be mentioning the amounts, but...
Well, we just did.
I just did.
You just did.
And students for half that price are just walk in. Or you can go to North Shore Music Association, their website, and you can tap online and get tickets that way. Any way you want to do it, it's the place to be tomorrow night. That's at 7:30.
7:30.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
At the Arrowhead Center for the Arts, and you're going to hear music similar to what we just heard, and then some.
Wonderful.
So
wonderful.
Yeah. And I know that you guys are in the midst of your pledge drive here, and I know that Bob and Buck mentioned it earlier, but for folks that are coming out to the show, if we can get some folks to call in and make a pledge, the first 10 people that call in to make a pledge that are going to show up at the concert, they can come to the record table and pick out a CD.
Wonderful.
Isn't that a great
terrific.
Opportunity?
Terrific. Great deal. Thank you very much for doing that.
Yeah.
That's terrific.
Now, you've had a number of very successful CDs, and I know that you had the one that we have here in studio, and you were working on the next one, is what I had read from the website.
This Heartache and Stone is the one Heartache that we have right Stone. Here.
Yeah, that's our 10th CD in 10 years.
Wow.
That's great. Yeah.
And still able to perform. What did I read? You're out like 120-some gigs a year?
That's
jeez.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah, that's amazing. That's a busy group, and especially with... A diverse group that you are. Of course, you're all great musicians, mm-hmm. but also a very diverse group to be together and performing that much. It says something about your devotion to what you do.
And we love to entertain. We love to get in front of an audience and have fun. And they sense that we're having fun, they have fun too. Even though the lyrics of the music we play are very depressing, being bluegrass
really?
Music, but
yeah.
we still have fun.
Yeah.
There's also the fact that basically by this point we're unemployable. So what do you?
You got to keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. I know Matt is you're the MC, you're the spokesman of the group, but I had one question, a brief question for Lisa. Mm-hmm. I just wonder, how do you come from Nigeria and you end up in bluegrass with a band as talented as this? That's a few
just
steps.
Just lucky, I guess. You know, although I was born in Nigeria, my family is from northern Minnesota.
Okay.
On the western side, though, they were from Yulin. Or if you're from that area, you say Yulin.
Okay.
And so, you know, I grew up listening to all kinds of music. My mom was a classical piano teacher. But my older brother, he went to school with a lot of Baptist kids who, you know, kids of missionaries. Uh-huh. And they would listen to bluegrass. And in fact, one family, when they were leaving Nigeria, they knew how much we loved music. So they gave us a mandolin and a Bill Monroe record.
Oh, for crying
so
out
loud. That kind of, you know, his okay. ears, my brother's ears got sparked, and then he kind of in turn passed it on to me.
That was great. So it was just one little event that pushed you the direction that...
Spoiled me for life.
Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah, and I know one other member who's busy looking outside right now, but Benji, you started really young.
Yeah.
Didn't I read it's like 10 years old and you're playing...
Yeah, I got involved with music as a self-taught keyboardist when I was about 8 and got a guitar and banjo when I was 10.
Oh. Man, I was watching cartoons.
Well, me too.
Well, okay.
Different cartoons, obviously. Yeah.
But your path started early, and it led from a different style of music right to where you are now at bluegrass. That's great. Yeah. What have you guys got you'd like to play again? Maybe you could introduce in, Matt.
Yeah, well, you mentioned our newest CD, which is called Heartache and Stone. Our guitar player, Art, wrote the title track. We're going to do that for you right now.
387-1070, 800-473-9847. If you appreciate quality live music in our studios, give us a call right now and make your pledge to the Come On In membership drive.
And get a CD.
And go to the concert.
Was pain each and every day, feeling more alone. Road to happiness is paved with heartache and stone, heartache and I wish I could return, my sin's grown old. Road to happiness is paved with heartache and stone, heartache and stone.
Oh, that's great again.
That is great. Art, you wrote that too.
That's mine.
Oh, that's great.
That's perfect.
Wow, wonderful music.
You know, when you guys got inducted in the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame, Prince was also inducted at the same time. And I know it.
And
I know you know it.
And we've been forever linked with Prince.
Exactly. And now, are you tired of being requested Purple Rain?
No.
Your version.
I mean, it's just funny how that song came about for us. And there's a story like that for many of the songs that we do. But the night before the induction ceremony, we were playing a gig. And Lisa says, you know, if Prince doesn't show for this thing, because they were still talking about whether or not he would, and ultimately he didn't, I said, we should get up there and play
a
Prince song.
He didn't.
And I think the only one I could even name off the top of my head was Purple Rain. Because they did a movie on that. So we learned Purple Rain that night, performed it the next night at the induction ceremony, you know, in honor of Prince, who didn't make it. And it just worked, you know, and it's sort of fun at the same time, but it also works as a bluegrass song. So we put it on our CD, and we get so many requests. People look at this and go, is that the Purple Rain? I think it is.
I just did it's, that on your CD.
Yeah,
that's the Purple Rain.
It's amazing that it just shows you how music just merges.
Sure,
it's just
sure.
music.
And we love to take songs from other genres and make them bluegrass. You know?
Yeah.
It's one of the things we do. That's what Crossing stands for.
Yes. Now, Art's coming back in, I assume.
That door's got a mind of its own.
Yeah,
really,
it just wants to stay open.
He's switching over to guitar and anticipation
okay.
of
well,
singing this print.
Now, how about, is Art coming back? Or
he's getting the second guitar.
Oh, okay.
Okay. In the meantime, we want to thank Steve Barge.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
And Jim and Barb Curley.
Thank you very much.
For joining. They're renewing. Actually, new members are Jim and Bob and Barb Curly.
Wonderful.
And their summer residence at Caribou Lake. They appreciate this radio station. Steve Barge is a renewing member, and he likes what he calls the hard-hitting interview with the British guy,
just good investigative journalism.
That's for sure. Anyway, we want to thank them. You know, we're $150 away from making $5,000 here tonight. And
we should do that in the next 10 minutes. Let's hear from you right now. 387-1070, 800-473-9847. We got a great offer from Monroe Crossing out there. If you're going to their concert, call in, make a pledge. When you go to the CD table at their concert, you'll get a free CD of Monroe Crossing. So,
and that concert's at 7:30 tomorrow night. It's a must attend.
Must attend.
And it's
required.
You can buy tickets at the door.
Yep.
If you're students, you can buy them for half price. You can also go to North Shore Music Association. Just Google it.
I'm a student. A student of life.
Exactly.
Bob, you've got be happy with the hat. Pay full price, man.
You're right.
Well, as Matt. Mark, our bass player, likes to say, this is what Purple Rain would have sounded like if Prince had listened to Flatt and Scruggs instead of James Brown.
There we go. Monroe Crossing.
Purple rain.
you too. You say you want a leader, but you can't make up your mind. But don't you close it. Let me guide you to the purple rain.
Purple rain, purple rain.
Something, huh?
Wow.
You know what?
Art, you go better stick your right arm in a big bucket
cool
of ice.
Down.
Man, you guys were going.
Hey, that's live radio.
You
there.
Do go. Yeah. You know what?
That was great.
I can actually hear the words when they play that song.
I like your way a lot better.
Yeah.
I like your way a lot
better. It's real
better.
Music.
Well, as Mark likes to say, you know, we were researching Prince songs, and that's probably the only one we could get away with singing.
Yeah, right. Right. Well, yeah. It was wonderful.
But yeah. You know, when you speed it up like that, get the banjo in there, it makes a bluegrass song.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it was speeding up. I don't know how you move your hands so quick. I was watching on the mandolin.
Drink
and
lots of...
Yeah, lots of coffee.
Keep that coffee coming.
If Prince had a banjo, what a big hit he might have had.
That would have been a huge hit.
He might still be popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, might still be playing.
He might be playing at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, we've got about like 4 minutes left, and how often do we get a band like this in, Bob?
Let's have more music.
Have you got
something you could take
a song we
with?
Can still fit in there that you can introduce in, and we'd love to hear one more tune if you can.
Okay, is that too long? We'll do a song that Lisa wrote,
okay.
And she wrote it with Art in mind to sing, and she just made this up out of her head. It's a story about a couple boys who played cops and robbers in the backyard, and when they grew up, one became a cop and the other became a robber, and this is the story of that robber, and he compares himself to the Jesse James gang and says, the Jesse James gang ain't got a thing on me.
Okay.
It's called Me and Billy.
Monroe Crossing, everyone.
Arrowhead Center for the Arts.
Night 7:30.
An old game, we're playing it hard. He's got the badge, I got the gun. I'm the one on the run. Billy's hiding by an oak tree. I see him, but he doesn't see me. Tripping tie, it's all in fun. Now I'm the one with the gun. Jesse James game. Got a thing on me. Lift a single from the record store. Billy says no, but I want more. It fit my pocket easily, just like I wanted to be free. Car all lonesome by itself, but I take it for a spell. They caught me up just 2 days on. I barely told them where I'd gone. Jesse James gang, he got a thing on me. Up Well, I went down. He studied law, I bummed around. He got his badge and I got my gun. I was the man on the run. Billy went straight, well, I went hard. We still met in the old backyard. I guess he thought he'd rescue me. It's not the way that it would be. Jesse James Gang, he got a thing on me.